Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can also check us out on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and the gram. We got Kerry Kittles, former NBA veteran, coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then sources say... All right, interesting conversation on The Shop this past weekend. Friday night it aired on HBO. The Shop is the show created by LeBron James and Maverick
Carter. They all agree
Carter.
With everything that he says normally when he's on the show. That barbershop show.
Hey, you said it. That's what it is. There's been a little pushback because this episode that this – stems from, there was some pushback because they were talking about the great, this was like a year or two ago. They're talking about the greatest athlete, and I think Maverick Carter said Tom Brady, and LeBron pushed back and said, no, I don't think a football player can be the greatest athlete.
And then they all agree with LeBron.
It's a team sport. No, but because it's a team, because he's only playing one way. You're only in football, you only go one way. You don't have to worry about defense or you don't have to worry about offense. So anyway, they had Tom Brady on Friday, and LeBron was not there, but Maverick Carter was hosting. And they brought this up with Tom Brady, and here's the exchange.
LeBron was made a comment on this show. I don't know if you ever saw this episode, because I was saying to him, I think Tom Brady is the greatest athlete of all time. And LeBron's like, I love Tom. I think he's the greatest football player. But football players don't have to play offense and defense.
I remember when he said that.
Tom?
Of course I remember when he said that.
Tom. I disagree with him. Yeah. What did you think?
I'm not a big comparison thing like
I agree,
because really just depends what style you like.
True. Right?
You could say, well, you maybe the most accomplished, I would say, like, okay, yeah, I've won a lot of games, Super Bowls and so forth, but my style of play might not fit everybody else's, with their view of what that position should be. I can really just be the best with the body that I was given. Mm-hmm. You know, there's certain things that I certainly cannot do, and I have the awareness to realize, okay, I can't do those things. You can't do everyone else's job. I can't block, tackle, run, catch. Sure as hell can't run. But I can throw the out of the ball, you know? So let me just do that. And let me do that really well, you know? And I think if I could do that, then the team certainly could use me for that.
All right, Rob, my feelings are this. I certainly believe a football player can be the greatest athlete. I don't buy LeBron's logic. It's just the nature of the sport. It's like me, almost like me saying a center can't be the greatest basketball player because he doesn't bring the ball up the court. Or he doesn't shoot threes.
Or saying
at least
Willie Mays
centers
can't be the greatest, or Hank Aaron or Barry Bonds because they don't pitch.
Right.
That's what you would be saying. No, no.
Now, I get it if you said a pitcher couldn't be the greatest baseball player. Because, I mean, they're not fielding for the most part or hitting. That's a little different.
But the only difference is
30 times a year or whatever.
I get it, but Babe Ruth did both. You know what I mean?
Well, like, yeah, Chris, he did both.
And now you're seeing.
But he's known more as a hitter, too.
No, I get that. I'm just saying. And by the way, Shohei Ohtani's first at bat at Yankee Stadium, guess what?
Home run.
Yeah.
No, that's my point.
He's unbelievable.
If he was just – now – those are guys, though, that are hitting and pitching.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, just a guy that purely pitched. You're only out there every 5 or 6 days or whatever.
Right.
But for this discussion, here's my thing, right? I'm going to go here. And you know, everybody that listens to this show knows that I believe Tom Brady is the GOAT quarterback, the greatest quarterback of all time. I don't believe he's the greatest football player. I have a hard time saying he's the greatest football player. And I'm not saying that because he's a quarterback. I'm saying it because to be the greatest athlete of all time, I do think there has to be some, in my view, some degree of what we all term overall athleticism. I have to be able to, like, all the things he said he can't do, run, block, catch. Well, if you're the greatest athlete ever, I mean, you got to do some of that. You got to be able to do that to some degree. Like, if Lamar Jackson went on to accomplish what Tom Brady or Pat Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers, if they accomplished what Tom Brady did, I could say that's the greatest football player ever. Because I can picture Rodgers being, you know, going out and running the football to some degree or catching the football. He's an athlete. Like, he's athletic. He's fast. He's quick. He's got some of that.
He's got
obviously
a couple of
Lamar
moves. You remember at the goal line against, what was that? Remember that?
I remember last year when he was afraid to run. But that's neither here nor there.
I don't know about afraid to run. He should have run. I agree with
run.
That. I don't
but
know about, why would he be afraid?
You see what I'm saying is like, a Lawrence Taylor, who, yeah, he can't throw the football, but I could say he was the greatest football player ever. A Jim Brown, a Jerry Rice, somebody that if I put, and I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. If we all started off in a football practice and they're trying to find out what different guys can do, and you're running through the gauntlet, you got to do some tackling drills. You got to do some blocking drills. You got to sprint. You got to catch the football. There's no way I'm coming out of something like that and saying, Tom Brady, that's the greatest football player out here. Because he can't do those things. He's the greatest quarterback. But I have a hard time. I have a real problem when people say he's the greatest football player ever. So that's more my take than football. A football player certainly could be the greatest athlete ever.
I don't, when you start talking about it, I just have to rate them by the position that they play and their impact on the game. Lawrence Taylor, for a lot of people, though he didn't play offense, disrupted the game, changed the game, you know, and played his position as well as anybody can play. So I just look at it like that when I think of an impactful player. When you talk about it, right? Should Lawrence Taylor be discounted because he couldn't throw the ball or he never caught a ball? Do you know what I mean? Like
No, because you can only do what you do. I'm just right, saying, well, but do as a you quarterback, have the athleticism?
Yeah, but as a quarterback, okay, so I'll ask you this.
So you think Joe Montana is the greatest football player ever?
No, I didn't say that, but I'm just saying I'm not going to, like I think your argument is that Tom's not athletic enough. So I would ask you, if Aaron Rodgers won the Super Bowls, all the Super Bowls that he's won, then would you? No, I'm asking you.
I just said it.
So you would, right?
I said a Lamar Jackson, a Pat Mahomes, and Aaron Rodgers, a quarterback that's athletic. Yeah.
Then you would change your mind. Okay.
If Tim Tebow was that good, you know what I'm saying? Then I could look at him. He's strong. He can run. And obviously Brady's athletic to some degree. But that is the greatest athlete. It's not just a guy that can throw the football and is incredibly smart at his position. And that's really that Tom Brady is the GOAT quarterback because he can throw. He doesn't throw it better than every other quarterback we've ever seen. But he can throw, and he is smart. He's got, he's incredible in both of those things. But does that make him the greatest athlete of all time? I can't go there.
I get it. And some people were trying to say that, even trying to supplant Michael Jordan as the greatest team sport, because then they got to say team sport. Like for Tom, there's always all of these little things you got to throw up there. You know what I mean? You can't just say he's the greatest athlete of all time. Then they say, well, he's the greatest team athlete. Is he a better team athlete than Michael Jordan? I don't believe so. Even though he's won one more Super Bowl. I mean, one more championship, right? I don't believe that.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting discussion because I agree. I don't get into the team thing. And I think with what LeBron said, kind of taking his logic to the nth degree, like he says, a football player can't be the greatest athlete because they only play one way. Well, if you take that logic further, then you could say, no one in a team sport can be the greatest athlete.
That's exactly right.
Right?
Even LeBron.
You're always relying. If Ray Allen doesn't hit that shot, if Kyrie Irving doesn't hit that shot, LeBron doesn't have as many championships.
Let's just be honest. Let's keep it real. Right.
And to say, heck, the same for Michael Jordan. Even though he was obviously the greatest player.
No, I get it. With Steve Kerr and Paxson. Right.
Right. You need them to play defense. He needed Dennis Rodman to rebound. So in a team sport, every athlete is reliant, unless it was a pitcher, right? Unless it was a pitcher, obviously, and a pitcher still has to rely on. You got to get some offense. I mean,
you got to get a run.
Some
you
type can't, of superhuman you, pitcher who
you
was,
can
you
pitch
know,
a
I mean,
no hitter, Chris. If you don't get any runs, you don't win.
Right. So you could say you got to be a boxer. You got to be a track athlete,
tennis player,
a swimmer, tennis. Yeah. So I just think that logic is flawed. But, yeah, I firmly believe Tom Brady's the GOAT quarterback. That's me, man. When I think of a football player, I think of somebody running through all the drills and dominating and looking great. Doesn't mean he can throw it better than everybody else or he's the absolute fastest. But he got some speed. He can hit. He can catch a little bit. He can throw it. He can tackle. I got to be in a picture you doing that. I mean, to me, I'm probably in the minority. But that's my thought on the matter, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I would be curious just to hear because I don't think anybody made either on either side. Even Brady's argument wasn't compelling. You know, I don't remember LeBron.
Well, he totally just talked around it.
He talked around it. You know what I mean? So I just think you have to look at it and determine, like I said to you, Chris, earlier about Lawrence Taylor and how impactful he was, right? You could say Lawrence Taylor, did he not change the game? Did he not? No, he did.
I mean, right? and to be a linebacker.
And I covered Lawrence Taylor. I was covering
the
Giants then.
Of football,
and he was unbelievable, Chris.
Oh,
I thought he was
no
like
question.
Something that we had never seen.
But I would say nobody's had the impact on football that Tom Brady has. I mean, he's won more Super Bowls than any other franchise. So
yeah, but somebody could make the argument, was it all him though?
No, it wasn't all him.
I get it.
But I'm just saying, like, obviously he was the quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not all Lawrence Taylor. It's not, as we said, it's not all anybody in football. You know, especially football, more so than even basketball. But I there's nobody that's had that impact that he's had. So that's what people are saying. He's the most, when they say he's the greatest football player, he's the most accomplished.
Accomplished, I don't think anybody could argue that. When you use that word, Chris, I can even sign off on accomplished. I've said it. He is the most accomplished. There's no doubt in my mind.
Right. I think he's the most accomplished, most impactful football player, yes. Greatest football player? No. Greatest quarterback? Yeah, in my view. But let's see what the listeners think, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is LeBron right when he says that Tom Brady, nor any other football player, could ever be the greatest athlete of all time? And what do you think of my thoughts? Tom Brady, greatest quarterback, greatest football player? Come on, really? You're turned away at 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini-games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, if you're dealing with a dead battery, there's only one place to go. It's called AutoZone, folks. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery problems, head on over to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. All right, your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. LeBron says a football player can't be the greatest athlete of all time. You agree, disagree? And is Tom Brady the greatest football player of all time?
I just threw up in my mouth. All right, Austin, in Austin, Texas, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Austin?
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
Doing
Chris,
good.
Thank you for taking my call. First time caller, long time listener.
Oh, my man.
Good to have you.
Thank you. Yes.
I really appreciate it. This is like a little dream come true right now talking to y'all guys. Thank you.
That's what's up.
But I do want to say I do agree with LeBron James, just for the simple fact that from what he said, I look at it as that football players, they don't play offense or they don't play defense. They play one or the other. And on basketball, you up and down the court all the time. And so that's why I feel like it'll be a basketball player over a football player.
Like, but I could say a basketball player is not getting hit.
Yeah,
basketball
but
player's
they do
not in
hit,
harm's
though.
Way. Yeah, but they're not getting tackled. They're not getting hit like football players.
That's
they don't
true.
Have to be as
that's
strong.
True.
I could argue they don't have to be as strong. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just throwing stuff at you.
No, that's true.
Steph Curry doesn't play great defense. He got three championships. Everybody say he's a transcendent player.
Magic wasn't a phenomenal defender,
right?
A lot of people think he's the best, you know.
But he was an awesome athlete.
Oh, there are football players better athletes than Magic.
I was going to say yes. Magic wasn't like
Magic's interesting, Rob. Like let's say for argument's sake. You thought Magic was the GOAT. And some people do. I don't know that somebody would call him the greatest athlete ever.
No, not at all, Chris. I think
you see what I'm saying? Yeah.
I agree. And that doesn't mean that he's a bum or he's not an athlete.
Right.
But there's a lot of stuff that he didn't do that well. All right, Dennis in Virginia Beach. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dennis?
Yes, Chris and Rob, thanks for I appreciate it.
Yes, good sir. Hey, I'm coming to Virginia Beach in August. Can't wait.
you hear that? Another vacation for Rob Parker.
What? I've just got back.
Goodness, it's getting ridiculous.
Oh, it's crazy.
Rob, you're very welcome. You're very welcome here. You're very welcome.
Can't wait.
So what you got?
Yes, my take is that if you think about it, guys, it's been in all the history of sport you can never there was never really even a mention of an official athlete of the greatest athlete of all time.
No, this
never
is
was.
Just opinion, right?
There is no
real formula, and there is no correct answer. Chris and I talk about this all the time. Everybody values things differently. There are some great players who never won a championship. who are great players.
That's correct. My point is that we can never. Well, the GOAT thing came out when Michael Jordan was really being quantified for that. But I believe there can never be a blanket thing on the greatest athlete. Now there could be a GOAT on each sport events.
All right. So Definitely. Who's the GOAT? Who's the GOAT football player?
Oh, no doubt, Brady. No okay. doubt.
There you go.
No, what he accomplished in seven championships, that's two decades worth. A team, a football team who wins a Super Bowl is so ecstatic just for one time.
No, yeah, but there's a lot of people who don't agree with you. But that's your opinion.
That's our opinion.
I think, too, Rob, the GOAT conversation is also just a product of the increased media, right? I mean, you didn't used to have television shows, debate shows on television all day, every day, Monday through Friday.
Not
right?
only that,
radio.
It's the 24 hours, Chris. When we were growing up, we were lucky to get an hour sports show at night, right?
Absolutely.
An hour sports show.
George Michael's Sports Machine?
Yep.
That was a half an hour, I think.
That was a half an hour, and you would
and
see
it was
that.
Great.
Right. You would see all the highlights from around the country, Chris, which we couldn't see. Yep. Everybody watched Howard Cosell give you the football highlights on Monday Night Football. That was the first time, right? That was the first time you saw out of state games.
No, it's true. It's true. And it was, you're right. So I think that's why there wasn't as much conversation publicly and nationally about, the greatest basketball player, the GOAT basketball player, the GOAT athlete, all of that stuff. So it's but I like it. It's like you said, it's just talk. But if you say something, if you make a statement, what do we say, Rob? You got to be able to back it up.
Right. You have to be able to back it up. And without it, it's hard to buy into your argument. Jackson in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jackson?
Yo, what's up, gentlemen? How you doing?
Doing good.
Good, man. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. So, well, I think in terms of greatest athlete, it kind of depends on what their criteria is. So I think the question can certainly be answered, or at the very least boiled down to some candidates. So I think it depends on, is the question, who is the best physical athlete, like literally in terms of vertical, athletic ability, speed, quickness, strength, and then that goes down. You look at maybe LeBron, Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders, Usain Bolt, guys like that.
Right.
And then obviously Tom Brady is not a candidate in that category. Then I think the second category is the most accomplished athlete, which he certainly is in that. You can look at Muhammad Ali, Floyd Mayweather, Brady, Michael Jordan. And then I think in the area, also a side note, I think LeBron's comment about you need to be offense and defense, I almost think that's kind of his disclaimer to keep himself in the discussion, which he is in anyway. If you look at it either
LeBron
way.
Would LeBron would be in that discussion. The greatest athlete ever, he's in the discussion. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah, if you're talking about accomplishments, he's in that because he's going to be one or two in scoring. He's going to have at least four rings. He's, 17 All-NBA. And then I almost think if you're looking at football, you can say, okay, who's the most valuable asset to a football team? Who impacts winning the most? And then Brady's certainly in that conversation. But I also think in football, you almost need the best football player, the best at their position. And then if you go most impactful football player, it's almost always going to be a quarterback.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
There's no doubt about it. It's
tough to say the best football player where, let's say, Ray Lewis may have played his position better than Brady, but as a linebacker, you can't impact winning as much as a quarterback does.
Right.
Well, it just depends. I mean, you say that, but that Baltimore defense that won the Super Bowl and that team, and if you go back, Chris, to that Tampa Bay Super Bowl, you remember against the Raiders who had Rob G knows this, the number one offense against the number one defense. Their defense scored 21 points in that game, Tampa Bay, in that Super Bowl.
Right.
You remember?
Right.
I mean, that was about that defense. No, I know. I'm just saying, but it does happen.
Yeah, I think, Rob, and the caller brought up some good points, but and you know this because, I mean, you vote for Hall of Famers. I vote for all NBA teams and stuff. It's a combination. It's a combination of physical attributes and accomplishments. I mean, that's just really boiling it down. But I don't care. Look, heck, for all we know, Nate Robinson might be the greatest athlete of all. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you just look at physical attributes.
He just doesn't have the chin for it.
Right. He ain't the greatest boxer, that's for sure. But you know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't have the accomplishments, even close, to be considered the greatest athlete ever. But if you just go physical attributes, he's got that, but you need the other thing too. So it's really a combination and a mix. And that's what I was saying with football player. You need both. You need both to be considered the greatest football player, in my view. And Brady's lacking in the physical attributes. All right, we got Kerry Kittles, former NBA veteran, coming up in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He is a former NBA veteran, played in two NBA finals, now a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man, Kerry Kittles. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
We are good. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great.
All right, let's get to the game that's coming up tonight. We got Phoenix and the LA Clippers. And now the Clippers are without. We know they've been missing Kawhi Leonard. Now Ivica Zubac is out, Kerry, and won't be playing in tonight's game. How do you think that impacts the Clippers and this game overall?
Yeah. His absence is definitely going to be something they'll have to absorb moving forward. And it's yet another challenge to getting past a really good Suns team. And so, like, you know, I think maybe we'll have to go a little bit smaller in their lineups. But, like, look, Paul George has to continue to be the rock that he's been this postseason. He has to have a great game in order for them to get past the Suns and move on. And others have to step up, which has been the case we've been seeing thus far in the playoffs.
Kerry, how much has this – and now, you know, with Trae Young, with his injury and not knowing his status, just the whole playoffs, it soured me because we didn't get to see all the players we wanted to see. This was shaping up to be a pretty great playoffs, and I'm not going to poo-poo what Phoenix or whatever in Milwaukee or whoever gets to the finals. But didn't it damper it with so many injuries to so many stars? I've never remembered this.
Yeah. What a unique year this has been, the postseason, having all these stars from the Nets on down, guys out. Even before Zubac went down, you had their other starting center, Serge Ibaka. Like, he's
right.
been out.
People forget so, that, yeah. right. Yeah.
Yeah, so you have it all across the league where it's like, man, you know, we really want to see these teams healthy, go at it. And it's the key players, as you mentioned, it's the key stars, the guys that move the needle, the guys that carry the weight and makes the job easier for all the role players. These are the guys that aren't in uniform competing. So, it's definitely dampened it for me. If Trae Young isn't playing the rest of the way or if this ankle is going to be something that he's going to have to deal with, you know, yet another blow to what's been some really, really good games.
Right. You know,
some really exciting games, but now right. it's like, oh. It's very unfortunate.
You mentioned Paul George and 26 points, 9.5 rebounds, 5.5 assists. He's averaging in the playoffs. So he's put up great numbers. He hadn't been that efficient. You know, his field goal percentage has been pretty
right.
low. But he's playing, you know, he's playing solid. He's playing well. But he's obviously missed big free throws. Last night, he missed two with 6 seconds left that could have pulled them within one. Game two, maybe even series changing. He missed those.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if they would have won that game, I agree,
left.
Chris. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
He hits those; they likely win that game. What is it like? Were you ever in a situation where, you know, late game, playoffs, big game, whatever, and you're at the free throw line in that moment? Like, how different is it in the clutch moments at the foul line versus just, you know, the second quarter or the third quarter, something like that, at a regular time in the game?
I don't think any athlete can put into words what it's like when you're in that moment. So I can tell you, it's nerve-wracking. I don't care what anyone tells you. You know, the guys that are able to concentrate and breathe through it and focus and just, you know, tune out the negative part of it, they can make those shots in that moment. But I tell you, man, it's you've seen it before with great players that get there and the ball rattles in and comes out. Or, you know, it's a shot that they should make, and it just doesn't go in. So your heart rate increases, your palms get sweaty. You know it matters. You know you gotta put the ball in the best. It's expected for you to come through in that moment. and you're capable of doing it, but something in your brain locks up and freezes, and it's like, why? How does right. Paul George, this elite player, not make those two easy free throws? But it's hard. It's extremely difficult.
Right. And I hate to bring LeBron into the conversation, but for a long time, you know, that's always been one of the knocks about LeBron making the right basketball move, pass. But a lot of people just said he don't want to be up there. He's not the greatest free throw shooter. He was really last year. Was it this year, Chris, or the year before, where he was like at 70% or 69%?
Yeah, I mean, he's never been a great.
He's never been great. But have you heard that, Kerry, that's part of LeBron's psyche too, about not wanting to be at the free throw line, you know, late in games?
Yeah, definitely. I think we saw a lot of that early on in his career where, you know, it wasn't just the free throws with LeBron, right? It was also other
the
moments.
Shots.
And, correct. And, you know, I think he really mustered through that when he was his time in Miami. He mustered through that pressure of performing, you know, under the gun. And but we've seen it. The free throws are different. During the game, you make a move, the play happens. It's so fast. It's reactionary. But the free throws, you have that time, you know.
You're
sitting there, and the arena is quiet. If you're at home, if you're on the road, it's really loud and hectic, and it distracts your concentration. But I mean, yeah, elite players sometimes are just not able to focus in and breathe through it and just knock down those shots that they're supposed to make.
Kerry, we were talking about the injuries to all these star players in the playoffs. And LeBron came out a couple weeks ago and said it's because of the condensed offseason. Okay. I'm sitting here saying, and I do think in certain cases that may have had something to do with some of these injuries. But I'm like, why? But all these dudes, we're talking about the condensed offseason, and then they're running to play in the Olympics. And I'm just like, that doesn't make sense. I actually feel like, not just because of injuries, but in general, we should start sending, I think, 23 and under. Like, 23 years old and under. I don't think we need to send our older veterans. But do you think, because we had Ryan, I was on with Ryan Hollins last week, and he was saying you really only need, like, 3-4 weeks break. He actually said, I think, 3 weeks of a break to be ready for the next season. Is what? That where you're at? Yeah, he didn't play that as much as you.
Well, I was going to say, well, when you're only averaging 8 minutes a game, that's all you need, right?
So they tell me that, Kerry, as you were a starter your whole career virtually.
Crazy.
How long do you need of an offseason? And do you think the Olympics can get in the way of these dudes getting the rest they need?
Listen, if you're having nagging hamstring injuries, if you're having those soreness, lingering injuries in your lower body, yes, you need to rest longer. And, you know, these teams are paying these guys so much money to play. And if the pace of play or the shortened offseason, whatever the case may be, is attributing to these injuries, you owe it to your franchise to be ready to play.
Thank you.
And play a healthy season. That means preparing your body, whether it's through rest and training, physical therapy, whatever the case, you owe it to your team to be healthy. And if you have these injuries like Harden has, I just don't think it's fair to the organization for you to be playing in these things. Yes, 23 and under, let the younger guys play in the Olympics. And if Australia or France or whoever thinks they have the best team, then you know what? Then we can always play a 3 or 5-game series against the top players here in America. And we can
right. We reestablished our supremacy. You know
right.
what I mean?
We did that. Correct. Right. I think when we started letting our pros play from the 92 Dream Team and on, we reestablished that we have clearly the finest talent in the world. There's no need to go out there and prove it in the Olympics. And I think you're right. I think our 23, 24 and under team will compete, if not win the gold medal in the right. Olympics. No, but to have aging 32-year-old players playing in the Olympics, when we understand now the stress and the load that's taking place in today's modern game, doesn't make any sense to me.
I totally agree.
Here's something else that didn't make total sense to me either, or Chris. Scottie Pippen's comments about Phil Jackson. And only from, and I'm just asking, you weren't in the locker room with him, you weren't on the team, you don't know Phil Jackson, I'm assuming not as intimately as Scotty would, but did Scotty like give enough examples for you to understand where he was coming from? That was the issue that Chris and I had. Not that he doesn't have a different point of view because he was around Phil, but he just didn't articulate it or give me any real examples for me. Like, drawing up a play for Tony Kukoc, I, is that racial?
You heard that, Kerry, that Scottie Pippen said, you remember when he drew up the play for Kukoc and Scottie
made the game when it drew against the Knicks?
He said it was a racial decision.
Right.
No. I think, you know, from my experience, having played against that 70-win team in the late 90s, and watching the documentary, you saw he wasn't painted in the perfect light, right? To all the fans who watch basketball and say, oh, let's look back to Michael Jordan's, let's go back to Michael Jordan's era and look at this amazing team. And then you look at the second best player who was perennial all-star, top whatever player of all time, and you're like, oh, wow, he wasn't a great teammate. He quit on his team. And it's like, well, who is he going to criticize? Do we want Scottie Pippen to go out there and really criticize Michael Jordan for letting this film come out about him, the painting him in this picture? No. So who is he going to take shots at? He's going to take shots at former teammates, possibly, other than Jordan, or he's going to take shots at the ownership and the general manager, or maybe Phil Jackson. It's like, come on, man. Direct your anger and your frustration to the source. And if you're frustrated with how you were portrayed, then call Michael Jordan and say, yo, Mike, why'd you let this come out like that, bro?
Right. That's a great point.
And then
that's
Mike can say, why'd you sign that contract? Everybody, including your agent, told you not to sign.
Yeah, that's another one right there. But, yeah, to go down the whole racial line with Phil Jackson, I mean, come on, man. Phil is too busy meditating to be worried about that stuff, to be honest with you.
That's a great point, Kerry. I agree. I mean, I do think all this stems from The Last Dance.
Yep.
You know, He's bothered at the way it was portrayed. So, all right, Kerry, great stuff, man. We appreciate
you,
brother.
Bud.
Enjoy the game tonight.
All right, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Sources say it's next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We're going to have a quick version of Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That right. It is Sources Say, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio segment where we put Chris and Rob's combined, 116 years of journalism experience to the
17.
Test?
17.
To find out if they tell the difference between a good source and a bad source.
That's right. My Hall of Fame career. Get it right.
That's right. Hall of Famer Rob Parker. So let's get started. A very easy one. Story number one. My sources say that Stephen A., don't call me Steve Smith, went on TV tonight and said that the Clippers should not re-sign Kawhi Leonard in free agency this summer. Rob, my source is good.
That sounds like Steve, so I'm going to say yes, that's correct.
Yes, that's correct.
Bro.
That's right.
It's correct that he said it. It's not
right.
Correct.
It's not correct that he's what he's saying.
It's not a correct
Does Steve
opinion,
understand, like, there's a whole business thing that comes with owning a team right. as well? I mean, that's
Let's
not
go
what
back
you want
to
do.
Yeah, I mean, even if they don't win a championship,
what
it's
they've
about
done
the business.
This year? Are you kidding? Come on, right? It's. The Clippers' future
Rob
is
G's
bright.
Actually with him, Rob, believe it or not. Rob,
are you?
That's right.
I demolished
me and
Rob
Steve,
G's
my guy
first
Steve.
Take, Rob G's first take on the show, Rob, you know, he gets this big chance, right? He's going to get to be on.
What'd
you know,
he say?
The
yes.
His first take is Kawhi Leonard is the most overrated under. What the most.
The least valuable superstar.
Yes.
In the
wow.
NBA.
That's his take. Okay. I say you. This is your big moment, and that's what you say.
Hey, my guy Steve agrees with me.
You
okay?
might as well have said Tom Brady can't throw the football.
He can't.
You should have said something about your coach in Las Vegas and how John Gruden can't even make the playoffs, and they're paying him $100 million. How about
Ooh,
that?
Right. Yeah, he didn't go there.
You know, I'm gonna text my friend Steve right now and tell him to stop talking
hey,
to you guys.
We
Twitter
knew Steve
demolishing him. Bro.
I just
Chris
love calling
Twitter's
him Steve.
Chris, demolishing him.
Chris, we knew Steve when he was Steve.
We knew him when he was Steve.
He's
That's
got
right.
a whole brand
His
now.
Mama called him Steve. I'm gonna call him.
He's
Steve.
He's a multimillionaire right. based on the word Stephen A. Smith, and
no,
you guys call
I get
him
it.
Steve.
And Twitter, you know what?
Twitter has been demolishing Rob G. Rob.
They have been, and YouTube right? and Instagram. They're all getting me.
I thought you were getting praises. All the stuff I saw, I didn't even want to get back.
Oh,
on
those
the
those are only people who actually know me. Anybody who doesn't know me is killing me on social media. And then Chris was smart because he didn't pick another superstar who was less valuable, so there was no debate. It was just everybody pile on me because Chris didn't have a take.
I just knew Rob G was wrong.
He's like, I don't know what the right answer is, but it's not that one.
It ain't Kawhi.
That's all he said. All right, here we go. Quickly, question number two. My sources say the NFL released a hype video earlier this week following Carl Nassib's announcement that he is the first openly gay player in the NFL. One of the taglines on the video, football is gay. Chris, are my sources good?
Wow. I'm going to say false, but I think I might be wrong.
I'm going to say true.
True.
Hey, what is he saying? The NFL's gay. What is he saying?
I have no idea, but that was one of the big taglines in that video.
Can we say this? I'll just say this. He ain't the only gay player in the NFL.
No, he's not.
Well, you see so many players come out and say
it. Right. We all agree with that. So all right.
Absolutely.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Sorry. Ah, come on. We got an hour left.
Chris just choked on his snack. You all right?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!